Well, today is Easter, and Easter, of course, marks the central celebration of our Christian faith. Jesus Christ has risen. He was dead, but now is alive. Today marks the day of our new and eternal life in Jesus. That just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too are raised to new life.
今日是复活节，复活节是我们信仰的主要庆祝的活动。耶稣基督是死了之后，但是也都在复活节的时候复活。今日是意味着我们在耶稣基督里面得到新的永恒的生命和日子，正如耶稣基督从死里复活一样，我们死了之后也都会复活。
Easter is a day of verbs and actions. Verbs are action words, and there's lots of action words in our gospel reading today from Mark, the Easter message in Mark's gospel. We hear all kinds of action words or verbs from God to us.
复活节是动词和行动的日子。动词是一个行动的词。在复活节里面，上帝使到耶稣在死里面复活。这个是行动词和动词。在今天的福音里面，我们读听得到，在马可福音里面复活节的信息，我们看到上帝对我们所讲的行动词和动词。
As the woman entered the tomb of Jesus, it's not a place of action at all, a tomb. They hear action words from a messenger. A messenger giving a string of action words and verbs actually. Here they are, they just come out, don't be alarmed. Jesus is risen, he's not here, see the place where they laid him. Go, tell disciples, Jesus is going ahead of you. You will see Jesus, just as he told you.
当啲妇女入到去耶稣嘅坟墓嘅时候，喺坟墓里面当然唔系一个行动嘅地方啦。我哋喺上帝嘅使者嗰度听到呢一串，但系听到一串动词同埋行动词。佢话不要惊慌，你们寻找那钉在十字架的耶拿撒人耶稣，他已经复活了，不在这里。请看安放他的地方，你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们之前往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们一样。
Easter is a day. It's a day of action. It's action of God over death. At Easter, God raises Jesus from the dead. Raises, a verb. The gift of God is open. Opened, another verb, to all believers. Death cannot hold Jesus, and death cannot hold the followers of Jesus. And God is a God then. He shows himself of verbs and actions and making life happen even over death.
复活节是上帝对死亡采取行动的日子。在复活节，上帝使到耶稣从死里面复活。天堂的恩赐向所有的信徒是打开。死亡不能够去拘禁耶稣。死亡也都不能够拘禁耶稣的跟随者。上帝我们的动词和行动的神，甚至令到生命是超越死亡。
You know, there's a pattern here in all the Bible.The entire Bible begins with God saying first a verb, let there be. And there is. There's life. And now God our Father shows new life through the actions of Jesus, his son, life over death. Let there be life and death. And there is. Life in Jesus forever for all who believe.
神在整本圣经里面所讲的第一句说话就是要有。要有而且还有生命。现在我们的天父上帝是透过他的儿子耶稣的行为，他这个动词这个行为向我们展示了生命。生命是胜过死亡，所有相信的人都在耶稣里面得到永生。
These actions of God, these action words, these verbs from the messenger of God with that message in our gospel reading today, well, it's a lot happeningAnd it's way too much for those women at the tomb. In the coldness of death, there's the action of life. And the grief and losing of Jesus, there is hope that they will see him, even though he's not there. And in the midst of things they don't understand, they're told action to go and tell.
在我们今天读的福音里面，上帝这些行动，这些行动的话语的说话，这些 上帝使到使者所说的动词，对坟墓里面的妇女来说，实在是太难以去承受。在死亡的冰冷里面有生命的行动，在失去耶稣的悲痛里面，他们有希望，或希望可以见到他。在他们不明白的事情里面，他们是被要求去将这件事去讲述，去传开，告诉其他人知道。
Our gospel reading ends with the followers of Jesus, these sisters in the faith, says trembling. They're bewildered. They're afraid. They run away. You know, it kind of hits home this week here at True Light, this Holy Week. We had our services, yeah, and we also had two funerals here at church. And for every funeral that we have, when we go to the cemetery together, we don't see any messengers dressed in white. We don't find empty graves. At the cemetery, you don't hear a lot of verbs at all, actually. It's pretty quiet. There's not much action. There's just stillness. It's kind of no wonder then the women were bewildered, weren't they? That they were astonished and afraid. This is all beyond our understanding.
我们的福音结束于耶稣的追随者，这些信仰的这些妇女，这些姊妹，他们是震抖住，很困惑，很害怕地逃跑了。这个今个礼拜在我们在灵光堂里面是举办了两次丧礼。每次丧礼当我们去到墓地的时候，我们见不到任何穿着白色衫的使者，我们找不到任何的空坟。坟墓根本在坟园里面是非常之安静，完全是没有动静，只是完全的停止。难怪在坟墓里面这个墓的妇女，她都感到是非常之困扰。这一切都超出了我们所理解的范围。
I do think that's why in our gospel reading today, as I reflected on it, amidst the inactivity of death, we have all the actions and the verbs of God. Did you catch them again? Don't be alarmed. Jesus has risen. He is not here. Life wins over death. That's a lot to take in. And no wonder the messenger then says, go and tell. Just go. Just live it. Don't overthink it. And all this, or even try to understand it, because it will surpass our understanding. Instead, what does the messenger say? Jesus is going ahead of you, and you will see Jesus, just as he told you.
我想这个就是为什么在我们今天读的福音里面，在死亡的无所作为静止的里面，我们看到神的作为、话语和动词。不要惊慌，耶稣已经复活了，他不在这里，生命是战胜了死亡。需要理解的内容实在是太多，难怪信这个使者说去啦，只是就走啦，出去啦，然后去告诉人知道，去告诉其他的人，你不要去再想太多，甚至不要试图去理解或者明白我们理解范围的事情，因为超出了，根本是不可能明白到。相反，他告诉他，耶稣走在你面前，你会见到耶稣，正如他告诉你一样。
You know, the women are told to go and tell and see, and just as Jesus told them to not fear, to go, to see, to tell, to listen to Jesus. You know, that sounds like a pretty good pattern, doesn't it? A form of a Christian life there at the resurrection.
这些妇女呢，是被告知要去话给其他人知道，而且呢，要去见耶稣，就好像耶稣话给他们听一样，不要害怕，只是去见和讲述和去聆听耶稣。对牧师来讲，听起上来就好像基督徒生活的模式、形式和行为。
God our Father acts. He saves us in Jesus. God sends Jesus for us. Jesus dies for us. Notice all the verbs. God raises Jesus from the dead. God saves you and me from sin and death. God sends us Jesus, his word, that we would listen to it and live it and tell how much God loves us with our very being, all in Jesus. And when we die, what will happen? God our Father will raise us up, just as he raised up Jesus.
我们的天父上帝在祂儿子耶稣里面是用行动来拯并且拯救我们，神差遣耶稣，耶稣为我们而死，好像牧师所提到，这一切所讲的都是一个行动，是个动词。神使到耶稣从死里面复活，神在耶稣将我们从罪恶和死亡里面拯救出来，神差遣耶稣祂的话语告诉我们知道，神是几咁爱我们，和我们在一起，这一切都在耶稣里面。当我们死了之后，我们的天父上帝也都会令到我们复活，就好像令他的儿子耶稣复活一样。
As Christians, we receive all of these actions of God, and then we give our actions, don't we? Isn't there a call and response? We give our lives to God, God acts, we respond. And the first action words of the messenger in our gospel reading today shows us this very pattern of life. Don't be alarmed, the messenger says. Jesus is risen. It's been done for us. God acts. God saves. God raises. And we respond.
作为基督徒，我们接受上帝所有这些的作为，然后我们将我们自己的行动，我们的性命，我们的生命是交给上帝。神有行动，而我们是去回应。在我们所读的福音里面，使者的第一个行动词向我们展示了这种这样的模式，就是不要惊慌。使者说，他说耶稣已经复活了，神行动拯救，神是兴起，耶稣复活，而我们是要有回应。
And just to help us out so we don't forget what to do, the messenger of God continues and actually gives us the response, go and tell, you'll see, just as he told you, and listen to Jesus. That's what to be a Christian means, to go and tell about his importance in our lives, to trust that we will see him one day face to face, even now by faith, then in the life of the world to come, to listen then, now, to God's word that he is with us, always.
上帝的使者继续我们对上帝行动的回应，他是告诉我们知道，他告诉我们你就会见到他，正如他告诉你一样，告诉你听一样。听耶稣的话，跟随耶稣，意味着是去讲述他在我们生命里面的重要性。相信有一天我们会见到他，现在是信仰，然后是来世的生活，聆听神的话语，他永远都和我们在一起。
Going and telling on faith like this, listening to Jesus, can all seem rather bewildering and daunting. To not hide our faith, but to live it. This takes courage and perseverance for us in our age. It's no wonder the women at the tomb say nothing to anyone because they're afraid. And so often aren't we afraid, if we're honest, of what others might think of us if they knew what we believed? If others might see Jesus, and they might even question that of us. Are we afraid to respond to show how much we love Jesus?
去讲述和聆听耶稣，似乎是相当令到人困扰和令到人恐惧的或惧怕的事情。不隐藏我们自己信仰而去实践去，是要有勇气和毅力的。难怪坟墓里面的妇女因为惊怕害怕而没有对任何人去讲这些讲回这些说话，他们所见到的东西。如果我们是诚实的话，我们常常都会怕别人知道，如果我们自己爱耶稣，我们的信仰是怎样的时候，别人会怎样看我们呢？
You know, that's where the Gospel of Mark ends. That's the original ending. It's a real kicker. That's it. It's fear, bewilderment. There's an add-on later, but it's not original. It says nothing. Mark ends abruptly. God has acted. That's clear. Jesus is raised. But how will the women respond? How will we respond, sisters and brothers? That's the question of faith at the end of Mark's gospel. It's left hanging, actually. God has acted. God has saved. Will we respond?
我们今天讲的福音就是马可福音的结束，就是这样，因为恐惧困扰就一言不发。马可突然间以上帝的最终行动结束，使到耶稣从死里面复活。现在我们应该怎样去回应呢？这个就是马可福音结尾的信仰问题。神已经行动了，为我们已经拯救了我们， 咁我哋会唔会回应呢？我哋应该系点样去反应呢？
You know, no one is born a Christian. One must be born again by the Holy Spirit. One must be made a Christian in the resurrection of Jesus. And that means Christianity isn't just automatically handed down. Been a pastor long enough to know it doesn't work that way at all. It's not just handed down by birth. Christians are made in each generation. We can't take that for granted. How will we respond this generation? I guess we're going to see. And don't assume things keep running either. Sure, Jesus still lives, but what's our response?
冇人一生出嚟就是基督徒，一个人必须由圣灵重生而成为基督徒，即是意味着基督教不是说与生俱来的，基督徒是神在每一代人里面所继续、所创造、所延续下去的。我们现在应该怎样去应对呢？我们看到就不要以为事情就会这样继续下去。当然无论如何耶稣是仍然活着，但是我们今天的反应、我们的回应应该是怎样呢？
There's much uncertainty today about faith. We look to an uncertain future. What do we do? Mark invites us to practice the faith, to practice the verbs of the faith. Easter reminds us to go and tell and be strong in our commitment to Jesus, to listen to him even when it surpasses our expectations. We will one day see him, and now he calls us to believe and to point to him.
当我们去展望实践信仰的不确定的未来的时候，复活节提醒我们要讲述并且坚定对耶稣的承诺，来听他、聆听他的话语。有一天我们会见到他，现在他呼召我们要相信并且是要信靠他，同埋将他的福音去传讲出去。
You know, it's often good advice, right, when you're stuck in life, when you're stalled, when you feel down, to start doing what you need to do, whatever that is. Instead of overthinking and underacting, to overact, just start doing it and to trust in the process. I think that's a good way to sum up the response to the resurrection, to overreact and trust in God. Our gospel reading today shows us how God overacts, doesn't he? And over again points us to Jesus, our risen life and hope amidst all of the uncertainty. And to see Jesus is to see that hope. And to listen to him is to hear that encouragement. And to go and tell him what it means in my heart, well, that's pure peace.
当我们在生活里面陷入停滞或者情绪低落的时候，开始做我们需要做的事情，通常是一个很好的建议。不要去过分的思考或者想得太多而变认为就令到行动不足，所以不要需要过度的，我们需要过度行动并且相信上帝。我们所读的福音向我们展示了神怎样一次又一次的是过度的为了我们去行动，将我们去引向耶稣，我们复活的生命和希望见到耶稣复活，来聆听 听从他的说话，去告诉其他人知道耶稣对我们来说是意味着什么，是为什么重要。
Amidst all the fears and uncertainties of life, and those first women at the tomb lived it and knew it, Jesus is risen. They heard it. He's not dead. We hear it today. Jesus lives. He is the ultimate action of God for every one of us. And Mark asks us today, just like back then, how will we respond?
在生活的所有惧怕、恐惧和不确定性的时候，就好像当日那些妇女一样，但是我们知道耶稣复活了，他是没有死到，耶稣是活着的，他是神为我们所采取的最终最重要的行动。就好像在马可福音里面讲，我们应该怎样去回应，怎样去应对呢？
阿们
阿们。